So we need a Hindi translation, no? Who is giving Hindi translation? You?
Okay.
I don't know. Who knows? So the topic today is sadhana for ladies. Those of you who came to the girls' class, it's the same class. So you'll be hearing the same thing again if you came to the girls' class on Friday, last Friday, a week ago. So the only difference may be the questions and answers. Class will be the same. So we will start with a verse from Bhagavatam. Yadohane vahanane matana palepa prankeng karar parutitakshana marjana dogayanti chayana manurakta tiyo shikantya tanya vajastiya rukamachitayana. A lady of Braj are the most fortunate of women because their minds fully attached to Krishna and throats always choked up with tears. They constantly sing about him. While milking the cows, winnowing grain, churning butter, riding on swings, taking care of their crying babies, and cleaning their houses, they're always thinking of Krishna. By their exalted Krishna consciousness, they automatically acquire all desirable things. So, as I described in the previous class, that nowadays you don't milk the cows or churn butter. Everything is coming from the shop. But still you have to cook and take care of your children and clean your house. So the gopis also did the same things. What was special about the gopis? Why were they glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, always thinking of Krishna. While they're doing their household work, they're thinking of Krishna.
The same answer.
Okay, good. All right, they understand. So, all of you do the same things. Most of you are married and you have children or you have husbands and house and places, houses, like, I'm assuming, most of you, except for the young girls, but most of you are married ladies. And you all have duties to perform to your husband, to your children, in your house. But all these duties should be done as a service for Krishna. So how can we do our duties as service for Krishna at the same time always remember Krishna? First thing, we should be grateful to Krishna and Guru for their gifts. First, when we wake up in the morning, we should say, thank you, Krishna. Okay, what shall we say thankful for? What should we say, thank you, Krishna? What shall we say for? What for? What should we be thankful for? Yes, what? Not why, but what? What things? Yeah. What things should we be thankful for to Krishna? Yeah, first of all, for giving me a new day and allowing me to wake up. Yes.
Secondly, one more day of serving Krishna.
One more day of serving Krishna. What else shall we thank Krishna for when we wake up in the morning? For the love he gives us in Bhakti Yoga. Okay. Oh. And we can chant Hare Krishna. And you can say thank you for your husband and your children. And nice seva you can do in the house. They understand?
Thanks for the association of the devotee.
Association of devotees. So today we will be talking about five categories of sadhana for ladies. First japa, then cooking, then deity worship, puja, children, and preaching. So first japa, how we chant our rounds determines how nicely or badly our day will go. If we are inattentive in our chanting, we will be inattentive in our duties in the day. Inattentive. If we are impatient to finish our rounds, we'll be impatient to finish our duties. If you have small children, you maybe have to get up early to chant before the child wakes up. So most important is to hear the mantra carefully. So today we are not going into the topics deeply, but just a few points I'll give you for each one. So japa is the first thing. You try to chant first in the morning, or else you can go to Mangalarti first and then chant if you have Mangalarti. But those are the most important things when you first wake up in the morning. The puja and japa should be in morning. That is the time of goodness in the day. So it will be easier to chant that time.
Puja, japa,
So second is cooking. When we cook for Krishna, we should not be on the cell phone. Why not? Why not? We should have the cell phone and cook in the same time. Yes.
She's saying that we speak lies.
We speak lies sometimes, or material things. So when you're cooking for Krishna, you should think of Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. When you're cooking, you should cook, chant Hare Krishna and think of Krishna. Cleanliness is very important also. That is body, mind and speech. When you're cooking for Krishna. Yeah, how to please Krishna. So you should make different things. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. You know, I don't know how to say that in Hindi. I'm learning Hindi. So, Radharani never makes the same thing twice. And she's cooking since the beginning of time, eternally. So when we cook, we should try to make what Krishna likes to eat. On special days, make special things. So cooking, japa, and number three, deity worship, puja. So in your home, you should have a place for deities and books. And if you have deities, you should sew nice clothes or have new clothes made for Janamashtami in special days. So this place should be a very sacred place in your house. Only for chanting, reading, puja. Every day, in morning and night, you should do kirtan and do some puja there. Srila Prabhupada said that pujari is the highest. So all of you can be pujari in your home. So Prabhupada said the highest service a human being can do is to be a pujari. Because although Pujari has material body, he serves the Lord. The Pujari wakes up Krishna, bathes Krishna, dresses Krishna, and feeds him. These are activities of the spiritual world. But the Pujari does it in the material world. Prabhupada said, if you are doing puja, then you have attained your spiritual form even in this material world. Your spiritual, yeah, position. So, puja, cooking, and japa, and now children. We'll talk about children. So I have last month's BTG in English, and it has some pages here about how to make your children Krishna conscious. So one devotee says, all children ever want is some quality time. Spending time reading stories to them, chanting together, or playing games in relation to Krishna can help them get attached to the Lord. Most of all, they need encouragement. Sometimes they get distracted by material things, but instead of telling them, don't do that, you should distract them and say, oh, look how beautiful Krishna is dressed. So you give them something nice to do with Krishna instead of telling them, don't do that. One Mataji has 6 months old daughter. I think 6 months, let's see. No. Yeah, 6 months old daughter. And she's teaching her ABCs. A for Adikeshava, B for Balaram, C for Chaitanya, D for Damodar. Like that. All names of Krishna. Jaimina. No, 6 months, only baby, and she's doing. Yeah, she's singing ABCs to her. Chaitanya. And another Mataji is telling the child from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the taste of water, I am the light of the sun and the moon. So she makes the child always see Krishna in everything. Sun, I am the light of the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
So they are seeing, so they see Krishna in everything around them. So one child in America, they have in Christmas time, the Christians celebrate Christmas, and they have the Santa Claus. He's a fat man with a white beard. And they have pictures everywhere. So one child, she saw 50-foot balloon of this Santa Claus, and she said, "Oh, Shri Adwaita, Shri Adwaita." So one young devotee who was a child in Krishna consciousness, now she's telling what you should do for your children. Now we're going to hear from the child. Now she became big. She was small, but now she became big, and she's telling, this is what to do with your children. She said, just let us have fun with Krishna consciousness. Fun. Enjoy. She said, don't be so strict. Don't say, okay, you have to chant 16 rounds. She said, in my temple there is drama, and the children, and big and small children, they have fun in the drama. She said, when you let us have fun, and then our minds will always stay in this movement, Krishna movement. So here's one from UP. He is saying that three things you should do. First, you let them help to decorate the deities and offer prasad to the deity. One of them has a small child, 2 years old, and the child, they take the food, and she lets the child offer it to the deity, and then he has to wait, and then he can eat. So first, let them do some deity worship. Second, he tells the child, Krishna is your best friend and he'll protect you from all your fear if you remember him. And third point, tell them stories of Krishna and assure them he is always with you. So this Mataji says that she prays to Krishna to please bring her son closer to him also. She prays that Krishna gives nice devotee association, nice experiences that will connect him with Krishna and give him a taste for chanting. Association, experiences, and a taste for chanting. So one Mataji, does not watch TV, and she doesn't gossip with her friends. She makes, she's an example for her child. And another Mataji, every evening, actually one family I know, seven children, and every night they read Krishna book, and each child will take turns, the whole family, mother, father, each child will read a little bit from Krishna book every night. So these are some suggestions from different parents of devotee children. How you can help your children be Krishna conscious. So last thing is preaching. If you have a home, then you can make your home into Namahata Center. You can invite your friends and have kirtan and reading. When Lord Chaitanya was here, one Brahmin asked him, "I want to go with you, I don't want to stay with my family anymore." Lord Chaitanya said, "Don't talk like that. You stay at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always." And then he said, "Whoever you meet, you tell him about Krishna." You become guru and save everybody. And if you follow this instruction, Lord Chaitanya said, then I will meet you again. And or I will never leave you. So everybody can talk about Krishna to your friends, to your children, to your husband. You can remind them of Krishna. Another Grihastha asked Lord Chaitanya, "What shall I do? Please give me some instruction as Grihastha, how to live my life." Lord Chaitanya said, "Krishna Seva, Vaishnav Sevan, Nirantar Koro Krishna Nam Sankirtan." That's serve Krishna, serve the Vaishnavas, and always chant Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one song, he sings, "Jai din grihe bhajana teki, grihe te goloka bhaya." So one day he was doing his puja and the whole house became changed to Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada said, if we do puja in our house, if we chant Hare Krishna kirtan in our whole house becomes Vrindavan. So, does anybody have questions now? That's all I will speak today.
Even when the worshipper, do you just keep complaining about the mantra only? How do you just avoid those?
Okay, so how, when the thoughts come, what to do when we're chanting japa? Best thing is to just bring your mind back to the mantra. That's the best thing, first thing to do. Bring your mind back. So if that is a level of yoga, pratyahara, to bring the mind back to the meditation on the mantra. That is the best thing, just listen. And don't follow the thought, just let them go. But don't follow and don't get upset and say, oh, I'm just... Don't be hopeless, don't be hopeless. But just say, okay, I'm listening to the mantra today. Before you chant, you can pray for help, for concentration. Night before you go to sleep, you also pray that tomorrow please help me to concentrate on my chanting. Let my mind be fixed on hearing the mantra. Yeah, it all comes. No, mantra will stay, but you have to keep bringing the mind back. You have to endeavor. It's not, the thoughts will come, what can you do? That will happen naturally. It's not offensive if the thoughts come, but it's offensive if you don't bring your mind back. You have to just keep bringing it back and bringing it back and trying your best to hear. It's at least try to hear. One time I did an exercise, I would see how long it would take for my mind to go away and how long it would take. I would just watch the clock, usually before 1 minute. My mind would go somewhere. I couldn't concentrate usually more than 1 minute. But then after I practiced, and then I got up to 5 minutes, so that you start catching the mind quicker before it goes away. So it's good to just practice bringing the mind back every time. Notice immediately when it goes away. Sometimes we don't notice. It takes us maybe 5-10 minutes. Oh my gosh, where is my mind? Second. Not Ganta, second.
I'm sorry. I was speaking in my, because my mind goes for many hours.
So. No, but I mean my mind goes within a few seconds. Oh, I see. Hearing and chanting. Other questions?
How will we come to know who is our real spiritual guru?
Okay, that's a good question. That person who you have faith can guide you for your whole life in making advancement in spiritual life. That's the first qualification. You must have faith in that person. Now second, you should identify with that guru's service for Srila Prabhupada, because maybe you will have to help in that service. Maybe it's book distribution, or maybe it's he's writing books, who knows. But you need to be able to help your guru in that service. So identify with the service. And thirdly, your personality should match his personality, like if you're getting married almost. You should have a good match. Because if the guru is like always quiet and doesn't speak, then maybe you will feel, oh, you won't understand. And, you know, some guru, they just like to write letters and they don't talk to you. And you'll say, oh, maybe my guru doesn't think about me. And some gurus are always speaking. So you have to see the personality and how it matches at the same time. And some gurus are far away, they don't come here, maybe so often. So all these things you have to think about. Some gurus have so many disciples, so maybe you won't get attention. Some have only like 20, 30, so you will get more attention, you know. It's many things to consider. These are more like material, your personal things. Most important, though, is the faith that he will guide you in your spiritual life. These other things are less important. That's why I set them last. The personality thing and that's not as important. But sometimes devotees, later, they take initiation, then they have problems after to relate with their guru. That this guru, when he speaks, then you get something to help in your spiritual life. When you have difficult times, then your guru can help you to bring you to Krishna consciousness. Any other questions? Devotee. He's reading Krishna conscious books?
Yes.
Okay. That is not such a big problem. If you cannot finish your rounds in the morning, then you can follow Srila Prabhupada's example. He chants 4 rounds before breakfast, 4 rounds before lunch, four rounds before dinner and four rounds before sleeping. You can do like this. Tell her Krishna is seeing her seva, and by her seva, she will bring her husband back to Godhead. But Prabhupada said, don't take seriously fight between husband and wife. It is not serious. It's not important. Better to live peacefully and just say, thank you, Krishna, for giving me the seva. Someday she may not be able to do any seva. Now she's fortunate, she can do. If she chants more, she'll get more seva. Because when you chant, you're saying, please engage me in service. So tell her not to worry about her chanting. Yes, you have a question?
Can you please describe how is Bhagavad Dham?
How is what?
Bhagavad Dham. She wants the explanation of spiritual world.
Spiritual world. Spiritual world is a place where everybody is trying to make Krishna happy. And all of us are there in our spiritual bodies. There are no factories. Nobody has to go to work or school.
Come.
And from the trees you get everything, desired trees. And only playing, no work. Won't become? Which I can't hear.
She's saying that will it not become monotonous at this point?
Yes, without Krishna it's monotonous. But because Krishna's there, every minute seems like you never did this before. Because Krishna is so interesting that he can make everything very interesting. Everything is new, like you never did it before. You never play the same game or eat the same prasad. It's always new and something different. Yes, and we are all young. When you're young, then things also seem new. Nobody gets over 16 there, and even younger, you may be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 3, 2. Things are very interesting in those ages. And no disease, no old age, and no death. There's no doctors up there.
The doctors be literally up with
you. No dentists, no doctors, no. You just, everybody is healthy. And it's a natural place. Yes. For us in the city, you might think, oh, it's very boring to live in the country. Any other questions? Yes. What is qualification? Oh, okay. What is qualification to enter the spiritual world? First of all, humility. Means Vaishnava seva. You must serve the Vaishnavas. You must like to do seva because that's what you're going to do in the spiritual world. Yeah, you must like to chant Hare Krishna. Because there you will also be chanting. It is Golokera Prematana Hari Nama Sankirtan. It's coming from Goloka, the holy name. Yes. So you must like to chant and dance and eat prasadam. But the main qualification is the who you know up there, and that means the guru. They will give you recommendation. They will give recommendation to Radha and Krishna. Oh, he is my devotee, he can come in. Serve the guru and then they will give you recommendation. Now you got recommendation for initiation, so you need recommendation to go to the Goloka. Any other questions? If you marry a non-devotee, how to bring the family into Krishna consciousness? So, main thing is prasadam. So you need to offer your food and feed them prasadam, because prasadam will purify the consciousness. You are cooking for your family? Yes. In Nepal, there was one lady who had this problem, and her husband loves to cook. He wouldn't allow her to cook, and he was non-veg. So I told her to buy a vegetarian cookbook for him. Yeah, he insists he likes to cook. He won't allow his wife to cook. Yeah, so if you are cooking, then you can make prasadam and offer. And that will help very much. That's if they don't want to chant, what can you do? But prasadam, everybody likes. So that's the best way. And then gradually, they can, for special days or days, you bring them to temple and they can associate with devotees. Any other questions? Okay, let her ask next. Is this the same one? Same question?
Yes, you told not take them to temple.
Yeah, okay.
After getting married, people, the devotee goes to that country, then no temple is there. So
there is temple everywhere. Which
Muscat,
country?
In Muscat.
Oh, Muscat. Oh. But I think they have programs in Muscat. There may not be temples. No, in those countries there are no temples, but there are places where they have, like Namhat. You just have to find out where it is, because they have to be secret. It's Arab countries, you know. I think they do have. Dubai is very big, thousands, thousands. So if you contact Dubai, then they can let you know about Muscat. Because they cannot advertise, you know. It's an Arab country, Muslim country. But I'm sure there are some underground, you know, there are some places where you can go in Muscat too. But you just ask from Dubai. You're going to Dubai or...? Muscat. Yeah. So you need to contact devotees from Dubai. Try to find out. There are thousands, so it will be easier to find them than to find in Muscat. But those countries are like all together. I know in Qatar they have programs. And they do have programs in those countries. You just need to contact the right people and find out. That makes it difficult. But you can go to Dubai. It's not far. Or like many of those countries, they have programs. Okay, next one. Yeah, mind is only there to give you trouble. In Gita it says mind is enemy or friend. So if your mind is your enemy, then you have to perhaps do some, you have to do different things. Diplomacy with your mind. Now you tell your mind, okay, I will study. after some time, just, you know, delay. Don't worry, I will study so much. As soon as I finish this two rounds, I will study the whole day. But just now, only two more rounds, and you will get your time to study. Yeah, you have to promise, and if you wait for this time, then not only will we study, I'll give you something nice also. Then we will also have some entertainment too. Yeah, sometimes you just have to trick the mind, you know. You promise it, delay it, give it some, promise it something, delay it, say, oh yes, very soon I will, you know. You have to preach to your mind, actually. You have to preach. This is good for you. You will like this chanting. It will make you happy. Any other questions? Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. You should tell this lady she's very fortunate. She has so much seva.